program is paid for and presented by Tony Mart Presents. The opinions expressed are not those of Town Square Media or station advertisers.
Hey, how's everybody doing? Welcome to Tony Mart Presents Music, Food, Fun, and Travel. And we are having plenty of it all the time, and we want to share it with all of you in the extended Tony Mart family. I don't believe I had an opportunity to congratulate our dear friend and member of the Tony Mart Cares Board of Directors, Frank Formica, the former chairman of the Atlantic County Board of Freeholders, has now been elected to serve on the New Jersey State Casino Reinvestment Development Authority. And they certainly could not have made a better choice. Our congratulations to him, and our congratulations to all the very wise public servants who came up with that great idea. He is so capable. He's done so many things, and we'll have him back on the show again soon. And I, of course, am so proud of him because he's not only from Ducktown, like my mother and all, so many of my cousins and family, but he's from very close to Nauzu in the province of Messina in Sicily, where my father was born and from whence my father came. We just celebrated the thoughts of his 112th birthday, Antonino Marotta, better known as the legendary Tony Mart. That's what this is all about. Today we're going to have one of the greatest singer-songwriters and performers, world-class harmonica player, but so much more than that, guitar player, and really accomplished accordion player, singer, performer, the great Johnny Sansone. We're on the Big Easy cruise with him, and we are so excited. We love Johnny so much, and he's got his own band with him, which is a real treat. Plus, he'll have all kinds of guests. John Fole, of course, on guitar, one of the finest guitar players in Louisiana. Over 10 years with Dr. John. That says enough right there, you know. We're welcoming Johnny. He'll be with us very shortly. We also want to talk a little bit. We have had discussions. We're trying very hard to get Johnny up to perform for us this year on the beach, on the boardwalk, if we can both. We are getting ready to start June 12th on the beach in Summers Point. We are offering and proposing and bidding, or whatever the hell you want to say, letting everybody know that we're going to be ready to go. We have sponsors coming in. We have sponsors confirming. Just send an email to TonyMartPresents@gmail.com. Tony Mart Presents with an S at gmail.com. And you can confirm. We have a lot of people confirming already, and that will allow us to have more and more. Last night, someone called me about, not just someone, somebody from the Allman family called me about maybe doing a tribute to Live at the Fillmore, one of the greatest Southern rock, blues rock albums ever made by the Allman Brothers. And I'm just thinking maybe we have room for that on the stage in Summers Point. We're hoping we can put all that together, and I have a feeling we will with everyone's support. We also today will be talking to the wine goddess, Julia Stacy Riley. We're going from last time she was here, the Olympic wines of Northern Italy, where she's going to swing us back down along the west coast of Europe to Bordeaux. And she's going to give us a little little education on the Bordeaux labels and what makes the great Bordeaux blends. And then a very important, relevant education on the great deals that Chet has over at the Circle Liquor Store, the Chester. You know, Chet has the most unbelievable deals. And right now, Julia has a good research report on some of these Bordeaux wines. Chet Malloy is just a really, really, truly great wine master and really knows how to do this. The Circle is open from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days a week. And right now it's the winter wine sale. So we're going to be talking in a timely way with Julia about all of that. Tremendous values on really good wines from the Circle Liquor Store. Probably the best independent liquor store in the world. Certainly the best in the state of New Jersey. And we thank them so much. We also thank our dear friend, Rich Gerber. Rich Gerber is over 47 years that he's been giving people the kind of advice that they need on all these relevant topics that are so important. Long-term care planning, steady income blueprint. In other words, you know, he can show you how putting money here and money there will give you steady income throughout your life and provide for those that you love. And that's the kind of advice that we really want to give everyone. We know that the rates are still good and that they most likely will eventually come down further from here. And he's got the MIGAs, the multi-year annuities, guaranteed annuities that can give you good returns. He's also got longer-term annuities that include cash bonuses. In other words, if you invest $30,000, the institution will return to you $35,000 along with all the accrued interest, or you'll be able to take payments. It's all about you and what you want if you have somebody like Rich Gerber. And we're very proud that he has been a sponsor with us for so many years. He can help you plan for retirement. He knows how to approach the important topics of reducing taxes and reducing risk in retirement. And these tax smart strategies also can be strategies to avoid volatility in planning. He can help you put the pieces together. Richard Gerber, 609-653-9101. He's right at 327 Central Avenue, Suite 101 in Lynnwood, New Jersey. I want to say one more thing about the fact that Rich has all of these investments with some of the greatest financial institutions in the world. And, you know, the old cliche used to be, well, they're not FDIC insured. Well, I know people who follow the financial markets and who understand about world economics will laugh when I say this, but unfortunately it's true. Some of these great banks have better balance sheets than the U.S. government has. So forget about the government guarantee. Just buy from the very finest companies in the world. And that's all Richard has, over 30 of them, from, you know, Allianz, Prudential. These are companies that are rock solid. Well, it's time to talk about the good times, and we are so excited, having so much fun in anticipation of every show by my next guest. We always get to the blues tent because he rips it at Jazz Fest, and we try to get him up here, but last year he threw us a curveball and did so much touring in France and Italy, we couldn't get him to the Jersey Shore. But I know he loves the Jersey Shore because as great as the food is over there, it's you know, no better than our clams and pizza and baked ziti. But also, I just want to say seriously, one of the world's greatest harmonica, blues rock harmonica players, one of the top most respected singer-songwriters with so many great songs and recordings to his credit. And, of course, incredible performer, guitar, accordion, frontman, and a great band, as I said. Johnny Sansone, welcome to the show. Thank you for being here.
Hey, Carmen, how you doing?
We're doing great, man. We're so excited about being on the Big Easy Cruise and having you perform for us. And so really, you know how much Nancy and I love you. And I know that you have thousands of people here in South Jersey that want to see you come on up here. Tell us what you're gonna be doing, man. You got the full band with you, right?
Yeah, I got the band. We're gonna be doing. I think I'm doing three shows with the band, and then I think I'll do one solo show where I could do you know, a little bit more acoustic and laid back, some ballads and stuff, because you know our shows are pretty electric and they.
Right.
Usually end with everybody on their feet, so
okay, right.
Switch it up.
Well, on the beautiful Königsdamm, they have the little venues where it's perfect for people who want to be intimate and see you do the acoustic show, and then out on that that Lido pool deck, that's where we rock and roll, right?
Yep, that's right, and you'll probably remember as the last year, I made it a point to sit in with as many people as I could. And I was running from one stage to the next to enjoy playing with everybody from, you know, Almond Betts to the Five Blind Boys Alabama. So I had a really good time.
Oh, I'll never forget that night. You know, their band is so, so world class, the Five Blind Boys, and you really kicked with them. That was wonderful, Matt. We have some really interesting things. I think it's interesting that three original members of Little Feet are still in that band, and they're going to be a part of this show. But all of your homies, you know, I know how close you are with Cyril Neville. I have a feeling we'll see you jamming with Cyril at some point as well, right?
Yeah, and Monk, and yeah, well, I think it's I guess to let your listeners know the beauty of the hospitality we show each other because we're all kind of like musical family in New Orleans, and right. We've all played on each other's records and we've all, you know, sat in, and we it makes it this a really special trip because you never know who's going to do what with who.
And
I was
really cool.
Go ahead. In the Lands All Star band, and that, you know, most of those guys are going to be on the ship too. So you know, Tab Benoit and Cyril and Big
right.
Chief Monk. Yeah. So yep.
Right, Big Chief Monk Boudreau, and he has a son, Chief Joseph Boudreau, who has an incredibly great jam, funk, Mardi Gras, Indian, contemporary sound, the Rumble. I really want to try to get them up to Jersey because I know the people would love that. But tell us now your last album. You have so many albums, and I love so many of them, Crescent City Moon, and you know how partial I am to Poor Man's Paradise or that album, but so many great albums. Tell us a little bit about your latest and some of the ones that you get people request songs from you all the time. So many magnificent songs. How many songs do you think you have to protect, Johnny? How many you got?
I don't even know. The published ones are probably around, 150
50 to 100, right?
Well, probably over 150.
I
just did a wedding at Tipitina's last week, and you know, a fan wanted us to just do a concert for them at for their wedding on a Saturday night. We did, closed Tipitina's up, and we went and played. And she said, you know, I said, we don't really like to do weddings because we have to, you know, play all kinds of wedding stuff. And she said, no, we want you to play your songs. We just want to be able to write the set list. So she gave me this big, long list of songs that I wrote that I don't even remember. So, and I don't think the band has ever actually played. So it turned out to be cool. Like almost as hard as learning, you know, all those dumbass wedding songs that everybody wants to have. We had to learn my right. old stuff. That was a challenge.
Yeah, man. Well, that's really interesting. What's the latest stuff, Johnny? Let's talk about that.
Well, you know, I was just in the studio a couple weeks ago with Bonorama, and they recorded one of my songs, and they brought me in to play harmonica on it. So I'll be on their new record. They got a trombone shorty, a bunch of other people are on the record. It's going to be really good. And I'm gonna be starting to work on going out to California in March to record the record. And the latest one that I have is Into Your Blues, which was
recorded.
Yeah, and that was mostly a blues record because so many people were asking me for that. So I just wrote a bunch of like soulful blues kind of stuff, and we got some guys together and had some guests on there: Little Freddie King, Mike Morgan from Dallas, the guitar
right.
player, and Johnny Bergen from Chicago, and we. You know, we played, you know, whatever style we were going for, I got a guy that could handle that. And that's kind of how the approach we did on that record. And it sold really well. And we did.
Right. I heard, Johnny, that album was very well received and that you did really well with it.
Yeah, that helped me to get nominated for Best Contemporary Blues Artist at the Blues Music Awards last year.
Right.
So, you know, they take notice in sales and stuff like that.
Right. We went to that to see you because we were wanted to support you. And it was a really good time. Kim does a very, very good job with that at the Blues Hall of Fame there. A really, really a great association. I was just talking to Jim Pugh. Who is going to be on the Legendary, and he's down there judging at the IBC. That's the other big thing besides the Blues Music Awards. The foundation, the Blues Foundation, does the International Blues Competition, and our friend Jim Pugh is down there judging. And ironically, you mentioned Bonorama. And guess who I just booked? This is one you'll hear for the first time here. We haven't even announced it yet. On the Summers Point Beach, as long as everything is ready to roll, we're going to roll with Bonorama on the 19th of June, which is the second show of the summer. So that's really cool. Now, what are you doing on the new album you're doing? You're going back to the New Orleans thing, the sound that Bonorama plays. I mean, a little bit of the street beat. Tell us about it.
Well, I can't really say because I have written a whole bunch of songs for a project to honor South Louisiana and the culture here. So I'm going to work on that record, probably with Anis Osborne. We haven't really decided yet. I don't know. So what I'm going to go out to California and play with some of those guys from Greaseland Studios and some West Coast guys. And I haven't finished writing for that yet. So I'm going to keep my head down in my cabin on the cruise where I can hopefully finish some of these songs for that project. Because, you know, right after I get back from that, I go to Mazatlan, Mexico for almost 2 weeks to play there. And then I come
out. Mazatlan? You say Mazatlan?
Yeah. There's a really, really, really big blues thing going on in Mazatlan that goes all winter. I was lucky enough to get on there this year, so I'll be playing. I'm bringing a piano player from Kansas City down with me and from one of my first bands, and we're playing with some local guys. It should be really great. But you know, we get back and it's Mardi Gras weekend as soon as I get back, and then you know, if I need to have everything sorted out because then won't have a lot of time between then to get out to California with these songs. So I can't really say, but, you know, there's a lot of work, a lot on the plate right now.
That's great, Johnny. And it's just fantastic. Carnival is underway in New Orleans. You're talking about it's the February 17th Mardi Gras Day. So that weekend you're referring to is like the 14th, 15th, 16th Mardi Gras and the 17th Mardi Gras Day, right? And you got to be there for that because you hang with the Mardi Gras Indians, right?
Yeah, well, I've been with Monk for I don't even know how many years, but I've never missed one. Yeah,
right.
So you know, Monk is kind of retired now, and he still sings and chants and plays the tambourine, but he doesn't march anymore. He goes in the golf cart, so he's still there with us.
Right. Well, I know how tight you all are. So you'll be putting that, but it is. It sounds like it's going to go a little more in the direction of the New Orleans sound, with the last one having been, you know, more blues. And some blues rock, right? But a lot of really classic blues that blues people just loved it to hear somebody of your caliber playing that blues harmonica. You're one of the best. It's really cool that it was received so well. But the new album is going to be a lot of eclectic, different things. Johnny Sansone. Songs. Give us a hint.
Well, that's kind of the thing. I've been working on two different projects at the same time. So, I tend to try to separate the two projects. This one's going to be more like, a harmonica-driven record that I'm going to do in March. And then as soon as that's in the can, I'll go to work in the other, which is going to be more songwriter material about, you know, right, the city, people, and a lot of the culture here. I've already written a lot of stuff for that record. But I want to have a lot of local guests. So, you know, we're going to record that here for sure. Probably yesterday. Right down
cool.
the street from my. But,
right. That's cool.
All these have to be, they got to be done correctly. And you know, we got to make sure that people aren't on the roads. A lot of people will be in town after Mardi Gras, and things will slow down before they pick up for the festival season. So that's right. The time to grab them for guests on that record.
You had a hell of a summer in Europe, huh, Johnny? Italy and France, more recently France. You love that, don't you?
We were very, very fortunate, and I'm very honored that I was able to bring my full band with Tom Worrell on keyboards and John Fall on guitar. And we had a month of sold-out shows, and I kept thinking, tonight will probably be the night that I can't say we didn't sell out. they actually added one show in France, and we sold that one out too. So I was really, I learned about bringing a five-piece band and how we were going to get around and the gear and everything, and everything worked out just incredibly easy and fun. And we played in castles and all kinds of stuff. It was really beautiful. And, one of the things I realized, we had like a festival each week, and then we had some like a lot of shows for like in small theaters. But one of the things that I really liked was that the statement was made that, we were booked as a blues band, and people thought they were coming to hear a blues band, and they left with a new appreciation of, American Southern roots music. And right. that really that's what I was really trying to do. We're not really a blues band. We play blues, blues. Well, everything we play has got blues in it, I would put it that way, but it's not a straight ahead band that a lot of the festivals we play, the blues festivals, are just guys that, that's what they do. And that's all they do. That's not us. So,
it's a New Orleans sound. It's a, as Marsha Ball said, common, it's Gulf Coast music. That's what it is. And, now that, the blues album, what was the name of that album, Johnny?
Into Your Blues.
It's Your Blues.
Yeah.
Right. That one is one people should be picking up. But there's so many. This guy writes the really intimate feeling of what it is to live and appreciate life in New Orleans, that make the pie factory burn down, Lady on the Levee, Poor Man's Paradise, Crescent City Moon. Every song I just named is one of the greatest songs I ever heard. Johnny Sansone, we love you, man. Thank you.
Carmen, you're leaving out the pizza box song, because I wrote one about Jersey. Right.
Give me a dollar.
I wrote a song about, a kid leaving New Jersey and having to eat pizza somewhere in Utah and realizing, all of the beautiful things that he forgot that are in New Jersey while he's trying to eat some pizza. He writes it all down on the pizza box of all the beautiful things. So that was a song that I only wrote for you guys. And I only I've never played anywhere else.
We got rained into the Elks Lodge in Egg Harbor Township that night, and Johnny's writing this song on the pizza box. Oh, we always have so much fun with you here. Everybody loves you in South Jersey. You're still an Italian boy that came down to New Orleans from Jersey, and we love you so much for it, man. What a great, great time we're having together. And again, thank you. For taking the time to do this. Check it out, everybody. Most of y'all know it, but check it out. And we want you up here. We'll get you all the pizza and clams you want. We want you in Jersey this summer, Johnny.
We got to figure out how to make that happen, because I miss it. I missed it last year. Italy was great, but
we'll see you around the ship. I doubt Nancy and I are going to miss any of your shows, man. Johnny Sansone, everybody. Jumpin' Johnny Sansone and his great band, Tom Worrell and John Fole, two of the finest musicians in the city of New Orleans, and his great rhythm section. Thank you, Johnny.
Thanks, Carm. Great talking to you and catching up.
See you soon, babe. Take care. Thank you. All right. Johnny Sansone, everybody. Now we're going to switch gears and go from the Big Easy, the Crescent City, to Bordeaux, France. These lovely little places where the wine does flow in France, and of course, one of those places is Saint-Emilion, and we were very fortunate the other night that one of our guests brought us a bottle. So we're gonna seize upon that. First, let me thank the guest publicly. She is just one of the most vivacious and sincerely beautiful inside and out people. She volunteers and works for Tony Mart Presents and Tony Mart Cares and the Tree Man, who was a Tony Mart bouncer, Timmy Lynch. I'm talking about Laura Kiter, who is the momager. She is the mother of two of the finest young musicians in South Jersey, PJ Kiter and Will Kiter, who are in the Twisted Living Band. Will Kiter is an excellent bassist. But some of my friends have been saying what a great alto sax player he is as well. And his brother is the trumpet player in The Exceptions and Plaid Salmon. And you're going to be seeing a lot of that horn section, because we're going to be doing more Stax records and all of that. Well, Laura Kiter has become a very, very enjoyable part of our Tony Mart family. And she brought this really cool bottle. And that's our ticket to Bordeaux. And to take us there, of course, we have the wine goddess herself from BluesyLifestyle.com. Julia Stacy Riley, you really had a lot of fun with that bottle of wine, didn't you, Julia?
The bottle of wine was inspirational. It was really great.
So nice of Laura to bring it. It was, what, almost 1999, right?
Yes. So it inspired me in a couple of ways. We had talked about me coming on the show, and we weren't quite sure what we were going to be discussing. And when this popped up, it was like, okay, this is the thing to discuss. And then, not to leave out your listeners, we then also found some great wines, Bordeaux wines at Circle. So I figured we'd do an exercise in how to decipher a French wine label from top to bottom and talk about Bordeaux, and then tell the listeners some great wines that they can get, because they're not going to find a 1999 bottle of Bordeaux there.
That was so really nice of Laura to do that, to bring it over. We had a hell of a nice party that night, and Danny Iyer played for us because
beautiful.
We had, and I got to tell you, you are going to hear the wine goddess sing. I've only heard her sing like on the blues cruise and stuff when she's jamming. I really haven't, but she was great the other night. I think, what was it, the Bonnie Raitt song that made me, I forget which one. You were doing a couple of
them. Thank you very much, Carmen. It was Runaway, the Bonnie Raitt version.
It was Runaway.
Thank you.
It was the Del Shannon song done by Bonnie Raitt. Version that Bonnie Raitt recorded versus the original version, which was heard in Summers Point at a place called Tony Mart's in 1963. But you're going to hear the wine goddess do something other than slurp. She's going to chirp instead of just slurp. You were really so great. But tell us about the wines and some of these great deals that Chet has.
Yeah, so Laura's wine that has inspired all of this, Chateau Cormet Figeac, and it's from Saint-Emilion in Grand Cru, and it was courtesy of Laura, And when we saw this label, sometimes it's hard to figure out, you know, what's inside. If you don't know anything about Bordeaux or anything like that, it doesn't say Bordeaux on it. It doesn't say what wine grapes were used. So I thought we'd talk a little bit for listeners about if they go into the store and they're trying to decipher what this wine label means, here's a couple of clues that they can use to figure out what they want to buy. So product of France. So we start right there knowing that we're talking about France. And then the Chateau Cormet-Figeac is the wine chateau. It's the winery, wine estate, where the wine is produced. And then Saint-Emilion is the appellation. And Grand Cru is a top-tier classification of quality for the wine.
Grand Cru really tells you the whole story right there. The French government is saying, you know, we certify that this is made at the highest level of the finest standards of French winemaking.
Right. And unlike Italy, where the classifications are a little more straightforward, France can get, especially Bordeaux, can get really confusing with this because the qualifications are varied and according to region, they're region specific. So a lot of Medoc, Saint-Emilion, and Graves are the main ones that have these classifications. And you'll find the Medoc look for numbered tiers, like Premier is first in French, and then it's second, third, fourth, fifth. And then Cru, Bourgeois, Exceptional, or Superior is also for that sub-region. And then we had the one from Saint-Emilion, and that was Grand Cru or Grand Cru Class. So those are different. I would say if you see any indication of a quality classification, you're probably in good shape. It means that it's a cut above the average.
Saint-Emilion is such an adorable village in the Bordeaux region, and I hope you all get a chance to visit there sometime. But, you know, the wines are just classic. Now let's talk about what Chet has in this area of Bordeaux wines.
Well, let me just do a little bit more about the region, because when I talk about some of Chet's wines, I'm going to apply them to specific regions that you can test, you know, different. We'll talk about right bank and left bank. So we know Bordeaux is in the western part of France, surrounding the Gironde estuary, and it goes into the Dordogne River. So we've got five grapes that grow, that they are used there for red wine: Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, Cabernet Franc, Malbec, and Petit Verdot. And then they do grow white grapes, but that's for another day. Enough to discuss with just reds for today. And we wanted to talk about the right bank being better suited for Merlot as far as its terroir and the climate, and the left bank being better suited for Cabernet. So when you see wines, you have to know the appellation. Is it a right bank or a left bank to know whether it's Cabernet dominated or Merlot dominated? And then the Cabernet Franc, Malbec, and Petit Verdot will be the smaller amount blending grapes. You were saying?
Yes. So I'm interested in seeing some of these. It just caught my eye, this Chateau Alsay Côte de Castillon. This is really an intriguing Côte de Bordeaux for only $27.99. You know, this is a world-class Bordeaux for that price. Really a sensational value that Chet is offering. Of course, he's offering values all over the store at the winter wine sale. But we certainly want to point out some of these that are really, really great. Are you there, Beth?
Yes. The Charco LC has been one that they, the Circle Liquor Store, has very often on sale. We always find this one at a good price. It's usually stocked. And this one is a satellite appellation of the Bordeaux region. So as we were talking about the left and the right bank, this one is a little bit of an outlier. But we've had this one several times, and it's known to be elegant and fruity, mineral-driven. It's got some dark berry flavors and licorice, spice, and floral notes. And we've had it at your house for dinner, and it was very food-friendly. So we really enjoyed that one.
Versatile. A versatile wine. You can have it with pasta. You can have it with meats. It's really, really nice. This is a tremendous, this is $13.99, right? So just a tremendous.
Well, I thought we were talking about LC, Chateau LC Cote de Castillon was the one that I thought you mentioned. Sorry, I might have mixed that up.
Both of these wines were, you know, just, you can go to Julia's, send her an email, or she'll have this posted right on boozylifestyle.com, Julia?
Yes, that's right.
And you can get
the
details.
I have a special tab for the radio show wine.
This just makes my mouth water when I see these kinds of beautiful Bordeaux blends that Chet has at, you know, $13.99, $15.99, $27.99. But he also has the big, big boys if you want to honor somebody and share a great bottle of the Chateau de Pez, which I've been fortunate enough to taste. It's just one of the finest, you know. And then all the way up to Chateau Lagrange. These are, tell us a little more about some of these. I really appreciate the subtleties of these flavors, Julia.
So the Chateau de Pez that you mentioned is one of the oldest chateaus in the left bank. And It's owned by Louis Roder. And we know that very well from the Champagne House, maker of Cristal, right, and also one of our favorite California sparkling wines. The Roder.
Right. The Roder.
And
Noma.
So, again, this one, to tell how this wine is made, we would look at the appellation, the Saint Estèphe, and say, okay, that's on the left bank. So we know that this wine is going to be a Cabernet Sauvignon dominated wine.
Right. Right. And that's just beautiful. Both, you know, the richer, fuller flavor. And now, you know, this is a wine. Now, we're talking about substantial wine here. You know, these are world class. And it's a wine that you would pay $70-some a bottle for it, but that has it at $54.99, the Chateau de Pez Saint Estèphe. Is that how you say that, darling? Estèphe?
I just did Estèphe, but
Estèphe.
You could be right.
And
I tried to get as much of my French pronunciation as I could, but not all of it stuck.
Now, let's not forget about the Olympic wines. We want to just recap now, throughout the store, on that middle, that whole middle section of the store has the winter wine sales. Tremendous values on wines. And these Olympic wines are very well represented. The Gavi, the white Gavi, and, you know, the classic red wines, some of the really finest, Barolo and Barbaresco, and you know, a lot of great things. There's bottles of the Amarone. We haven't had a chance to talk about the Amarone, but we're gonna want to get to that one too, aren't we, Julia?
Right. We had just covered some of the whites last time we talked about Pinot Grigio and Prosecco from that Veneto and Friuli area, but we can go into the reds next time with Amarone and some of the other wines from that area.
Some of these great wines, and Chet has really competitive prices on them, and tremendous convenience, wonderful hospitality. People are so helpful at Circle Liquor Store, and you can hang out and talk with them, and it's convenient to go down there every day, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. And you can buy a lot of these red wines, and red blends are just perfect for this crisp weather here in New Jersey in January. So do yourself a favor and check it all out. And go to Boozy Lifestyle and Ben Julia, and she'll be glad to share with you all of these different great ideas that she has recognized and researched from the circle to your table. I want to thank you so much, Julia, for doing this and for being here with us. I really
thank
appreciate
you, Mike. I always enjoy talking about wine with you.
It's great, and I enjoy drinking wine with you, and I'm going to enjoy you having you perform. That's in your future, everybody. We're going to get to see the lovely wine goddess perform for us, and maybe we'll have a little, when we have one of these private parties, when we can drink plenty of wine, we'll do that there too, man. It's wonderful. Again, Julia, why don't you give us your information that people can, the best way for people to communicate with you to get the book on Amazon, the book is?
Yes, and the easiest way to find it is to go to my website, boozylifestyle.com, and right at the first page, you'll find a link to Amazon to buy the book. And also, I write a blog and plenty of articles there about wine and spirits and mixed cocktails. And also, the special radio show page that has all the wines that we discussed on the radio show and all written down, so in case you missed the name of a wine or don't know how to spell it, you can find it there and make a shopping list for Circle Liquor.
It's a lot of information, and you interpret it so well. You're so much fun to hang out with. Thank you so much. Julia Stacy Riley, everybody, our own wine goddess. Thank you. I want to just recap a little bit here. And let everybody know that we are moving ahead with both the Atlantic City concerts, and we want everybody to know that we're offering to the city of Summers Point, the region, the people of Summers Point, of South Jersey, at least 12, if not 14, concerts. There's going to be a 250th birthday party in the summer of 2026 on the 3rd and 4th of July. And we will certainly be a part of that. We want to be supportive of that, depending on how that all comes down. But we will have all of those shows from the 12th of February through to, the 12th of June, right on through until we We have a good time right until September. September 11th is our proposed schedule for Summers Point. And Atlantic City on the boardwalk at Kennedy Plaza, we're already talking with some really major names for free concerts. I'm very proud to even be in negotiations with one of the most important rock and soul musicians of our lifetime. And if we put that one together, you'll be the first to hear about it here on Tony Mark Presents Music, Food, Fun, and Travel. We're traveling up the Mississippi River on the Big Easy Cruise now. And we're trying to make some arrangements to maybe get on the jam band cruise, because we want to get on some of those. Last year, we had Melody Trucks and J-Lord Trucks and the Fitzky Brothers, and people were amazed at how great some of these young jam rock bands are. Of course, we also have the masters like Galactic and Dumpster Funk, and of course, we want to thank our dear friend Johnny Sansone. An amazing thing to see a concert by Johnny and all the songs that he wrote. We are really so, you know, titillated to have him on the Big Easy Cruise. The Tampa Bay Blues Festival this year, if you check that one out, at the I think it's the 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th of April. That's an amazing festival with tremendous people. I understand that there are going to be a lot of dates for Taj Mahal and with the Phantom Blues Band. You can see that out there. It's going to be a great, great summer. The really quality bands are going to shine through, and you don't want to miss some of these things we're going to be a part of. As a matter of fact, of course, the legendary Rhythm and Blues Cruise, all of these things going on, and we want to bring them to you. That's what it's all about. We'll have more guests as we go forward with you every week. 12 noon, Tony Mark Presents Music, Food, Fun, Travel, and community professionals we like to have as well. And our dear friends who are community professionals, like Janice Johnston, congratulations to her, Frank. She is now the president pro temp of the Summers Point City Council. And we also want to congratulate Frank Formica, as I was saying, for his role now on the New Jersey State Casino Reinvestment Development Authority. We want to thank you all for being with us. As Nancy and I get ready to roll, I want to thank Rich Gerber for being such a good friend, the master of so many important aspects of your life, long-term care and Medicare transitioning and planning for retirement and the very finest flexible annuities for payouts and ways of taking care of you in your elder times. I want to thank again all our guests today and all the Tony Marr people who are coming out and working with us and for us. Thanks so much, everybody. Until we see you next time, when we come off the Big Easy Cruise, maybe the Jam Band Cruise, come around from some festivals and get down to the old Pueblo. We'll be hanging out in Tucson before we see you in the spring. Nancy and I want to let you know how much we love you and appreciate you, and how much we look forward to getting together with you. And let the
preceding program was paid for and presented by Tony Mark Presents.